Thank you for tuning in to today's program. I believe it's no coincidence that you are watching this today. I pray that as the Word of God goes forth, you receive the breakthrough and answers you've been asking the Lord for. Be blessed.
Before your difficulty, learn to say this under your breath. The battle is the Lord's. It's not mine. And the devil said, what are you going to do about it? He said, the battle is not mine. It's the Lord's. Lord, this is your battle. The Lord is hearing what you're saying. And the Lord loves it. His arms are bigger than yours. Lord, this is your battle. The battle is the Lord's. Your five words of grace this year. Amen. The doctors gave you a bad diagnosis under your breath. This battle is the Lord's. That's the good fight of faith. You fight by not fighting. You fight by not fighting. See Jesus. Stand still. See the invisible. The one who loves you. The one who cares for you. The one who gave his life for you. Look at him. You have a solid, rock solid foundation to believe the best good in your future. Amen. Jesus paid for you. It's a rock solid foundation. Why can you believe that you can be free from the addiction? Jesus shed his blood for it. Amen. Why can you believe that you can be well from that symptom, which, even though it's a chronic symptom for years? Because Jesus paid for it. The Lord will fight for you and you will hold your peace. God is the maker of good days. You know, the Bible says that he that will love life and see good days. And good days is always plural. Good days with an S. But when it comes to the day that you go through a trial, maybe some of you are in the midst of a trial right now, the Bible uses the word, stand therefore in the evil day. And there's no S, singular. Which means your good days are plentiful, your evil day is far in between. I'm going to give you five words of grace for you to use. Every time there's a battle, it's a difficulty, say this under your breath. Look at the problem and say this under your breath. Okay? Before I give it to you, let me show you a story, a very famous story that happened in Israel. You still can go to that place, that valley there, and still imagine, because the valley is almost unchanged. All right? The topography and all that. 1 Samuel 17. When the Philistine looked about and saw David, the Goliath has been standing there challenging the people of Israel to challenge, to fight him. For 40 days, he's been standing there. No one dared to fight this 10-footer. Some say about 9 to 11, 12 feet. We're not sure, but he's one of the giants. And he was ugly, he was mean. In those days, all right, they are very, you know, their faces are all like scars and all that. So when he disdained David, when he saw David, he despised David because David was only a youth, ruddy and good-looking. So the Philistine said to David, am I a dog that you come to me with sticks? And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. And the Philistine said to David, come to me, I'll give your flesh to the birds of the air and the beasts of the field. David said to the Philistine, you come to me with visible sword, with a visible spear, and a visible javelin. But I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, invisible God who is eternal, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you defied. Next. This day the Lord will deliver you into my hand, and I strike you and take your head from you. And this day I'll give the carcasses of the camp of the Philistines to the birds of the air, to the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know there is a God in Israel. Next. Then all this assembly shall know that the Lord does not save with what is visible, with sword and spear. For the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands. Right now, memorize this, learn to mutter this when you are in before your difficulty, learn to say this under your breath. The battle is the Lord's. It's not mine. It's not mine. Amen. But Pastor Prince, David still went to meet the, yeah, but how did he go? Dressed in an armor? No, dressed as a shepherd boy. With a sword? No, with a sling. So obviously he believes this battle is not mine. The battle is the Lord's. So learn to look at your problems now. And the devil said, what are you going to do about it? He said, the battle is not mine. It's the Lord's. Lord, this is your battle. Lord, this is your battle. Lord, this is your battle. Throughout this year, Lord, this is your battle. Now, sometimes it won't be as quick as David's victory, but the Lord is hearing what you're saying. And the Lord loves it. His arms are bigger than yours. Lord, this is your battle. The battle is the Lord's. Your five words of grace this year. Amen. The doctors gave you a bad diagnosis under your breath. This battle is the Lord's. That's the good fight of faith. You fight by not fighting. You fight by not fighting. That's the greatest fight. It's like the devil wants you to think there's a place called healed and you are not healed. There's a place called healed. You see, you must do your best to go there. And you know, and he will try to bring in, but you must be obedient enough to reach there. You must be holy enough to reach there. You must be good enough to reach there. And you're never there. Actually, that's not the truth. The truth is, you're already there. You are the healed. And the devil is trying to take your healing. And you're saying, no, this is a lying symptom. No, Lord, this is your battle. I'm already healed. This is your battle, Lord. I'm already healed. This is your battle, Lord. I'm already healed. It's so much more easier to know that you're in a building when you're already in the building. Are you listening? You're already healed, not trying to be healed. The devil is trying to take your healing. It's not like you're trying to take your healing. No, the devil is trying to take your healing. By calling his bluff, you expose him. It's a fight of faith. Might take some time. I'm not saying it's gonna be easy. And that's why the Bible is faith food for all of us. Can I have a good amen? Amen. All right, let's fast forward. David became a king, and according to his seed, down through the years, there was another king called Jehoshaphat. And King Jehoshaphat was surrounded, don't show them just yet, it was surrounded by the enemies, about four or five enemies, and they were surrounding him. The Bible says a great multitude came against him. And I love his prayer. You got time? Read his prayer. All right, it's found in 1 Chronicles 20. He says this, he looked to God and he says, God, I love this prayer. We have no might nor power against this great multitude, but our eyes are upon you. I love it. It's like saying, we have no might, we have nothing, no resources against this disease, against this condition, but our eyes are upon you. I don't know how my daughter can be delivered, how my son can be delivered, but my eyes are on you. And when they said that, the Holy Spirit fell upon one of the sons of Asaph, and he was a prophet, and he said this, listen, O Judah and inhabitants of Jerusalem, and you, King Jehoshaphat, thus says the Lord to you, do not be afraid, nor be dismayed because of this great multitude. For the battle is not yours, but God's. Yes, listen, this battle is not yours. It is God's. But the enemies are coming against me, Jehoshaphat could have said. But it's not yours, King. It is God's. You don't understand, Pastor Prince. This coming against my family. But it's not yours, it's God. And everything in your flesh is saying, you are just being irresponsible. You should worry. How can you not worry? And in fact, you are doing the greatest thing you can ever do against that situation, against that problem, even though you are in the midst of a trial. Amen. And someone said, well, Pastor Prince, you know, of course you are so blessed, you don't know what I'm going through. How do you know that I'm not going through a trial right now? How do you know? In fact, I am going through a trial right now. All right? We are all always going either about to enter a trial, either in the trial or outside the trial. You understand? This side of heaven is part and parcel, but I'm eating and I'm feeding. I'm not complaining. Look throughout the wilderness experience, those who are complaining, God hates complaining. Amen. You complain, you remain. You praise, you get a raise above your situation. All right? Don't complain and remain. Praise and be raised. Hallelujah. The battle's not yours, y'all. You know who is sent in front of him? You know who is sent in front of him? To meet the great multitude, praisers, worshippers, and they praise the Lord for the beauty of holiness by saying, praise the Lord for His good, His mercies and yours forever. Now, when they arrived at the battle scene, they found out all the enemies killed each other. There was an internal fight and they started fighting and all of them killed each other. And for 3 days, Israel is picking up the spoils of war. God says, you will not need to fight. You won't need to fight in this battle. Position yourself, number one. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. If I can show you the Hebrew, Jesus' name, Yeshua, in Hebrew, is what you find down here. Position yourself, stand still, and see Jesus. See Jesus. For those of you who know Aleph Taf appears here. Aleph Taf, Jesus, Yahweh. Don't be afraid. Don't be dismayed. Tomorrow, go out against them. The Lord is with you. Apostle Prince, they still have to go out and fight. Yes, but they send singers to show how much they trust. The battle is not theirs. Praising the Lord. Now we go to the time of Moses in front of the Red Sea. Armies of Pharaoh coming behind. The people yelling, did you bring us out here to die, Moses? Is this what it's all about? And then Bible says, Moses said to the people, do not be afraid. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Same thing. See Jesus. Stand still. See the invisible. The one who loves you. The one who cares for you. The one who gave his life for you. Look at him. All right? The Egyptians, the disease you see on the x-ray, the condition in your child, that lack, that debt, the huge debt you're supposed to pay, that you see today, you shall see again no more, forever. Why? The Lord will fight for you and you will hold your peace. The Lord will fight for you. The word fight here is lachem. The Lord will fight for you. You will hold your peace. Okay, watch this, okay? Hold your peace. I want to do something. Hold your peace. Hold it steady. I want to say something. Hold your peace. The Lord will fight for you. Maybe God needs my help. Hold your peace. The Lord will fight for you. I don't see any difference. It's getting worse. Hold your peace. Hold your peace. The Lord will fight for you. I need to help God. Then God hold his peace. Remember this. God must get all the glory. He doesn't share the glory. I always say this, and I say this reverently. If God wants to get all the glory, let God do all the work. And devil always comes throughout the day. It's a fight of faith. It's a beautiful fight of faith. What are you going to do about it? No, it's the Lord. It's not mine. The battle's not mine. You found the wrong guy, right? Look to the one who sees everything. Your place is fight not to fight and labor to enter the rest. All right? Let us labor, therefore, to enter into that rest. Lest you fall into unbelief, labor to be more restful. Labor to be more restful.
Where is God in our discouragement and anxiety? Find the beautiful scriptural answer in Joseph's No More Mind Games book. Learn practical keys to help you break free from anxiety and depression and begin walking in the freedom Jesus has won for you. For a limited time, we want to bless you with a free copy of this book. Request your copy now. This offer is available to U.S. and Canada residents only. Need prayer? Head over to our brand new digital prayer experience. You can use it any time of the day from your computer or mobile device and watch the prayers as many times as you need. You'll also receive free digital resources to help you through these challenging times. Let's stand in faith together for breakthrough in your situation. Visit josephprince.org/prayer to get started.
Here, the devil wants to attack this. Many times you think you are thinking those thoughts. You are not. When I was suffering those things that I said I suffered, 18 years old, 19 years old, you know, it wasn't me thinking those thoughts. What was your problem, Pastor? Blasphemous thoughts. I was so sincere. I want to be so close to God. All of a sudden, bang, blasphemous thoughts kept coming in my mind. And I thought it was like this from me. I never knew it's from outside in. I didn't know the devil can give you thoughts. Like Peter told Ananias, why has Satan put in your heart? Judas Iscariot, Satan put into his heart. Likewise, how does God speak to you? Nehemiah, God has put in my heart. Man of God, God has placed in my heart a desire. It is God who works in you, not outside. In you. In fact, God works in you. The devil works from outside because God forbid the devil works from inside. Here is where we got to watch it. The devil attacks you. And you know what he does not? He throws the thought in you, I'm an addict. He used the personal pronoun. He doesn't use the second person, you. He used the first person,
I,
as if you are thinking those thoughts. So many a times I would have blasphemous thoughts and I think it's from me against God. Ah, oh no, oh no. And then he would, when I'm praying, bad thoughts about God, a lot of blasphemous thoughts. Then I stopped praying. Then slowly, slowly, I just left. I know he never leaves me, but I left the Lord. Amen. It's just the blasphemous thoughts. And I own it, you know? Just like the saying, you can't stop birds from flying over your head, but you can stop them from making a nest. You can, you know? You can't stop them from making a nest. You know, you don't hear on there. Is he making a nest? I think so. Sure looks like a nest to me. I can't tell because sometimes your hair is a nest. But I think there's a bird there. Oops, sorry. Now there's an egg in the nest, on your nest. You can stop the bird from, you know, you can stop thoughts from flying. Some bad thoughts will come. Amen? It happens to all of us. Now here's the word of deliverance. When a bad thought comes, listen carefully. When an evil thought comes, a blasphemous thought comes, don't own it. It's a bird flying, that's all. It does not define you. Now let us who are the day be sober. All right? We don't belong to the night season, but we go through the night season. One day there'll be no more night, the Bible tells us. But we are children of the day. We are children of the light. Let us put on the breastplate, putting on the breastplate of faith and love. So the breastplate protects you, your heart. Your heart is where the accusation comes in. The devil accuses you on your heart. Your conscience is always this realm. Faith and love will protect your heart. And that's why, regardless of what you hear, a sermon, whatever it is, if you leave with fear, if you leave with an attitude of holier than thou, bitter towards other Christians and all that, you have not heard the word of God. Because the word of God will always cause the breastplate of faith and love to be on your heart, on your conscience. Can I have a good amen? And then it says, and as a helmet, the hope of salvation, the hope of soteria. Salvation is an all-encompassing word, all-inclusive word. It includes not just salvation from eternal destruction, salvation from hell, but salvation from sickness. Look it up. The word salvation is a noun, feminine noun, but the word soteria is a feminine noun, but it comes from the verb sozo, where Jesus told the woman, just now we talk about the woman who came behind and received healing. Jesus says, your faith has sozo you. So sozo is, soteria is also healing, because sozo is in it. It's the verb form of soteria. Amen. Healing is rescue. Rescue from danger, deliverance, protection. Wow. So when the angel was sent and said, and you shall call his name Jesus. In the Greek, it will be, you'll call his name soteria, salvation. His name, it is all-inclusive name. And he demonstrated his name everywhere he went. He set people free. The legion, the guy who was possessed with so many demons, he set him free. So much so the man wants to be with Jesus. Amen. He healed. Everywhere he went, he healed all those who were oppressed of the devil. God was with him. Can I have a good amen? I feel like the Holy Spirit is telling me to tell many of you watching this, you are having battle your thoughts. From you know why? You know why those thoughts linger? Because you own it. You say it's you. So as long as you own it, amen, it becomes yours. And it stays because it's yours. But no more you say, no, this is not my thoughts. These are not my thoughts. Many of you have thoughts like you look down a very high building and all that, and the thought comes, jump. Amen? Don't say, well, how can I think that way? How can I? Don't accept it. It's not you. But the problem happens when young people start accepting that. And I think that's the reason why many are not very susceptible to those thoughts. And they don't have this hope of salvation. Hope of salvation means like positive, confident, happy expectation of good in your future. As a result that you know you are safe, Jesus took your sins at the cross. There's no sin that will penalize you or produce a bad fruit in your future. It's all been paid by Jesus. It's a hope of salvation. You have salvation. You have Jesus. You have forgiveness of sins. You have deliverance from the curse of the law. You have a good future. Amen. Only the blessings of God are in store for you in the future. So, hope is a helmet. It's a helmet on your head. Amen. To protect you from, you're gonna have a hope because of salvation. You are saved. That's how the world cannot raise their hopes, and rightly so. They cannot. They have no foundation for their hope. They just hope for the best, and that's the language they use. That is not your language, child of God. You have a solid, rock solid foundation to believe the best good in your future. Amen. Jesus paid for you. It's a rock solid foundation. Why can you believe that you can be free from the addiction? Jesus shed his blood for it. Amen. Why can you believe that you can be well from that symptom, which, even though it's a chronic symptom for years? Because Jesus paid for it. And you're partaking the Lord's Supper. You're getting better and better and better and better. Eat your bread with joy and drink your wine happily, cheerfully. Let your head lack no ointment, child of God. Amen.
Amen.
You're listening. So put on the breastplate. You know, as a young person, I was sharing with you that I read a book that says you can lose your salvation. And for some reason, I believe this author. I believe you can lose your salvation. The moment I did that, bang, all those blasphemous thoughts came. I can point to the very time when I started believing what I read. I don't fault the author, okay? I believe it, okay? And I believe you can lose your salvation, which I know now you cannot. Amen. It's for eternal security. Praise God. But I believe that. And the moment I believe that, that's when all those blasphemous thoughts came. You know why? There's no more helmet. There's no hope of salvation. Even though I was saved, I have salvation, there's no hope. Because I believe I was lost. The moment the first thought came against the Holy Spirit, blasphemous thoughts, bang, I said, I've committed the unpardonable sin. Which is not. The helmet, the breastplate are so vital to guard your heart from an evil conscience, from the accusation. Say, I'm the righteousness of God in Christ. Amen. Are you all blessed?
Amen.
And I just got started. All right, praise the Lord. Lift your hands all across this place and say, Father, I thank you. My future, the days ahead of me are full of blessings. Full of good things, Lord, that you have in store for me. Every day, you will load me up with your benefits, with your goodness, because you love me. And because of what Christ has done, He died for my sins. He was raised for my justification. And now I have access into this favor ground, this grace ground in which I stand. I boast in and hope. I have a positive expectation of the glory of God being fulfilled in my life, in my ministry, in my career, in my marriage, in my children, in all my loved ones, in my church. I will see your glory. And the glory is always manifesting. The glory is always something visible. Thank you, Lord. I rejoice in that. And I rejoice and I boast in my current sufferings, knowing they are fulfilling the objective of producing a character that is never having depressive thoughts, but hopeful thoughts. A character that believes for your goodness to be seen in the future, in the land of the living. Amen. No death in the future. No disease in the future. No curse in the future. Your blessings, your health, your shalom, your well-being, your protection. Good days for my family and I. Thank you, Father. And even my sleep will be sweet. In Jesus' name. Amen. Real quick, I just want to say this. I talk about sleep because I saw people struggling with sleep. And let me just tell you this. You don't look forward to your bed. Bedtime is like you're afraid because you've been attacked with nightmares. You've been attacked with night visions that is scary and all that. You don't sleep well. You don't look forward to that. But friend, I prophesy to you in Jesus' name right now that you will look forward to your bed because it'll be a time of refreshing. Amen. You look forward because it's a time when God gives to you and you can't wait to wake up to new blessings,
to new provisions, to new supply. Amen. You will see that as I sleep, God gives. As I sleep, God gives. That thought will dominate you. And even your sleeping time becomes something you can hope. Amen. 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 In Jesus' name.
Where is God in our discouragement and anxiety? Find the beautiful scriptural answer in Joseph's No More Mind Games book. Learn practical keys to help you break free from anxiety and depression and begin walking in the freedom Jesus has won for you. For a limited time, we want to bless you with a free copy of this book. Request your copy now. This offer is available to U.S. and Canada residents only.
My friend, I hope today's message has blessed you. If there's a need in your life today, know that the Lord sees you, He hears your prayers, and you are not alone. I declare God's shalom peace over every trouble you might be going through right now. Do know that I'm praying for you, and I can't wait to see you receive your breakthrough. God bless.
Need prayer? Head over to our brand new digital prayer experience. You can use it any time of the day from your computer or mobile device and watch the prayers as many times as you need. You'll also receive free digital resources to help you through these challenging times. Let's stand in faith together for breakthrough in your situation. Visit josephprince.org/prayer to get started.
As you worship the Lord, God fights your battles. Worship in Greek is pros. Kunio. Pros is to come close. Kunio, kiss. When we worship God, we are coming close to God to kiss.
I believe that there is a corporate anointing whenever we come together to worship the Lord as the body of Christ, even online. So if you're looking to be part of a community of grace believers, join us for service every Sunday. God bless you, and I'll see you online for church this weekend.
Join our digital service every Sunday at gracerevonline.com.
The revelation that Joseph Prince preaches about communion has just completely revolutionized my life. And as I see Jesus on that cross, He doesn't have rheumatoid arthritis, neither do I. I feel so good to be pain-free. Every day was so painful until I got freedom.
If the gospel of grace has impacted your life, I would like to invite you to join us as a grace legacy builder. Let's advance the gospel of grace together. Visit the link on your screen to be part of living a legacy of grace today.
Joseph Prince Ministries is a Section 501c3 nonprofit organization, and your gift is tax deductible for the amount that exceeds any fair market value of the materials you receive from us.